Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off a brand new series, a series that we're really excited about called My Story. And we are looking at how history is God's story. All of what has happened, your story, my story, our personal stories are part of a grander narrative that God is writing. And so what we're doing in this story is, or in the series, is we're going in and we're looking at stories of individuals in Scripture and the moment where God comes and Jesus changes their lives and they begin to see how their stories were part of this bigger story that God was writing. And then we're looking at stories from people in our church and seeing how God is still moving, God is still redeeming, God is still saving, God is still healing people. God is still in the business of salvation and forgiveness and writing stories, incorporating our stories, showing us how our stories fit in to the bigger picture of what he is doing. And this past Sunday, we looked at the story of Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19, this tax collector, chief tax collector, who was hated by his own Jewish people because he really had, in some ways, betrayed them. He was considered a traitor. He was working for the Roman government, extorting money, becoming very wealthy off the misery and extortion of his own Jewish brothers and sisters. And so really considered an outcast. And yet there's something about Jesus. Zacchaeus is drawn to Christ, and we see that he's even desperate to see Jesus. He runs and he climbs up a tree just to be able to get a glimpse of Christ. And Jesus looks up at him and says, Zacchaeus, I must stay at your house today. Jesus goes in and sits with Zacchaeus, fellowships with him, and the grace of Jesus changes, transforms Zacchaeus' heart. He is saved. He becomes not an exceedingly greedy man, as he probably was known, but becomes an exceedingly generous man, giving away half of his possessions, repaying anyone that he defrauded four times over. And we looked at that story, and then we listened to the story of a guy named Horace. Horace is a part of our Westerville campus, and Horace shared his story about how he came to the place in his life where I was a broken, self-absorbed man who fell flat on his face, and then he cried out to Jesus, and Jesus saved him. He told a story about how he had idolized the sport of polo. He put everything into that, and it led to a ruined marriage and really to just being empty, even though he was a professional in his sport, in some ways had reached, you know, the dream, and yet he felt so empty, and he eventually cried out to Jesus, and Jesus showed him grace, and by definition, grace is undeserved, kindness undeserved, and it transformed him, and now to the point where Horace actually uses the passion that God has given him for polo to reach others for Christ. It's become this thing that was in the past an idol and a source of pain has now become part of the mission, part of his mission to see people come to know and love Jesus. And so there were a number of things we talked through in this in the message and comparing these two stories. But one of the major themes, the major theme, Jesus says it this way, Luke 19 verse 10, Jesus, when all the people around Zacchaeus are grumbling that Jesus went in and ate with them, they can't believe, you know, that Jesus would go in and eat with a traitor like that. Jesus reminds the people, he says, the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And so we highlighted, look, Jesus loves us when we don't deserve it. Jesus loves us when we don't deserve it. And I think we have a tough time with truly understanding grace. Grace is both wonderful and it's offensive, particularly offensive to religious people. When I say religious, I mean people who feel like, look, I've followed all the rules. I'm a good person. And so God maybe owes me something. I'm the good person. How could you show kindness to that kind of person? And at the heart of grace is this idea that, man, it's not fair. Jesus shows kindness to those to those who don't deserve it. And that's really all of us. We are sinful and broken. And yet God shows his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus multiple times says this in the New Testament. It's not the sick, or it's not the well, the healthy that need a doctor, but the sick. I didn't come, right, for those who think they're righteous, for the righteous person. I came for those who know that they're sinners. I came to seek and to save the lost. And that's something we see in Zacchaeus' story, right? That he is a man who has pursued wealth, and we don't know all of his story, right? We don't know why he pursued those things, why he became a tax collector, but we know that he is a very wealthy man, considered an outcast by others. Others look at him and see what he's done, and they say, he's an unredeemable sinner, a traitor. Jesus looks at him and says, Zacchaeus, I have to come into your house. I'm coming to your house to sit at the table with you. I want you to fellowship, to commune with me. We heard in Horace's story, Horace said, man, a broken, self-absorbed man. And Jesus, right, he turns to Christ, and Christ doesn't say, look, it's too late. Sorry, should have thought of that before. But instead, he drew Horace in, saved him, and sent him back out on mission. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And he shows us grace, kindness, loves us when we simply don't deserve it. That's the heart of the gospel, right? While we were still sinners, Christ died on the cross and then rose again that we might have new life in him. And it is a gift, not something we earn, not something we achieve, something we receive by grace through faith in Christ. I want to take a moment and pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time just to pray for yourself today. Heavenly Father, thank you for stories that just remind us of the gospel, that help us contextualize and see the gospel at work. Jesus, you paid for our sin at the cross. You came for us when we did not deserve it. You show us how you've been writing our story. You come into our stories, Father, and remind us this is part of the bigger picture, the bigger narrative that you're writing, and that God, our lives belong to you, and that you chose us before the foundation of the world. And you transform sinners into saints. You love us, Lord, when we least deserve it, and we cannot repay you. We can say thank you and live our lives for you. So God, I pray for any who are listening right now, for those who know you and love you, God, will you just remind us all again of the wonder of grace? And Jesus, for those who feel or know that they're lost, will they hear clearly this morning, you came to seek and to save the lost. May they give their lives to you. Jesus, we love you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. I want to encourage you to take some time now just to pray for yourself.